coragem geleibo. Aira gara de sapu baixaneira no calamafiri.
Hello. My name is Sabina.
And my name's Aditi. Happy Monday, everyone.
And thank you so much for tuning into 93.3 CFMU or CFMU.ca. Right now, you're listening to
The Science of Hope. And we're here to bring you an uplifting and inspiring look at all the incredible advancements happening in the world of healthcare and science.
We want to focus on something we don't hear enough about, the good news in science and healthcare. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed with a constant stream of negative stories, especially when it comes to healthcare challenges. But what about the breakthroughs, the life-saving innovations, or the people and organizations really making a difference?
Exactly. We believe that there's so many stories of hope and progress out there that deserve to be highlighted. Whether it's new technologies transforming patient care or community-led health initiatives making an impact, we're here to shed light on all of these positive developments. So tune in every Monday at 5:30 here on 93.3 CFMU or CFMU.ca.
Okay, perfect. So today we have a very interesting topic for you guys, and I think it might change the way you think about your health forever.
We're talking about something that sounds almost too wild to be true, the idea that your gut might actually control your brain.
Mm-hmm. I know, sounds bizarre, right? But hear us out. We have all had moments where our stomach reacts to our emotions. Like feeling butterflies before an event or when your crush talks to you, or getting an upset stomach when you're really stressed out.
And that's not a coincidence. Scientists are uncovering just how much our gut bacteria influences our mood, stress levels, and even mental health conditions like depression and anxiety.
And the best part? This isn't just abstract research. It's real-world implications of how we eat, how we manage stress, and how we approach mental health treatment.
So today we're breaking down the gut-brain connection, what it is, why it matters, and what we can do to optimize our gut for better brain health.
Mm-hmm. So stick around, guys, because this might be one of the most important health topics you have ever heard about. Okay, so let's get right into it, the gut-brain connection. I think the first time I learned about this was actually in grade 10. Yeah, it was in grade 10, and my grade 10 science teacher sent us a TED talk on somebody talking about the gut-brain axis, and she was like, how, like, the food that you eat can literally make you happy and stuff like that. And I remember just, like, thinking, wow, that is so cool. And I think that's why I eat the way I eat, because it makes me happy.
So you eat really healthy, Sabina?
Yeah, sure.
When I learned about this, it was definitely really surprising to me. Mm-hmm. We all know that the brain controls the body, but it turns out our gut is basically a second brain.
And like, we mean that literally. Literally. The gut has its own nervous system called the enteric nervous system, which has around 500 million neurons in itself. That's more neurons than the actual spinal cord.
And that's wild because we don't think of the gut as being intelligent, but it actually operates somewhat independently from the brain. So if you cut off all brain signals to the gut, don't worry, this is just hypothetical, but it would still keep digesting food, releasing enzymes, and managing gut function on its own.
Mm-hmm. And like the way I like to think about it is that the gut is like an autonomous control center for digestion. But the real magic is in how it talks to the brain through something called the gut-brain axis.
Right. And the biggest player in this is the vagus nerve. It's basically a two-way superhighway between the brain and the gut.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very busy highway, though. About 80% of the signals on the vagus nerve go from gut to brain and not the other way around.
And that's huge because we always assume that the brain is in charge of everything, but the gut is actually leading the conversation most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And that's why your gut can literally change how you feel. You know how stress can cause stomach aches, nausea, and make you feel like you have to run to the washroom?
Damn.
I know you know the feeling really well.
No. Before my chem exam in first year, mm-hmm. I'd always have... like really a lot of anxiety, and so I'd have a stomach ache immediately after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my body was freaking out before my brain could sort of like recognize that anxiety. I couldn't even have breakfast.
Yeah I know, before midterm with an exam, like if I eat, I actually want to throw up.
Yeah exactly.
And like you just want to go to the washroom anyway.
No, just throwing it up, Sabina.
And that's what basically happens when you're stressed. The brain sends panic signals to the gut, which can increase stomach acid, slow down digestion, and even trigger bloating and nausea.
And here's the crazy part. It works the other way around, too.
Mm-hmm.
If your gut isn't healthy, it can send distress signals back to the brain, which can lead to brain fog, fatigue, anxiety, and even depression.
Mm-hmm. It's like a big feedback loop. What's happening in the gut affects the brain, and what's happening in the brain affects the gut.
That makes so much sense. No wonder we always say things like gut feeling.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
Butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah.
It's like we've known, like subconsciously, that the connection is there.
Yeah. And I love that because these sayings were a way of recognizing that the gut is more than just a digestion mechanism or machine. It actually plays a huge role in emotion, stress, and mental health.
Okay, now that we know that the gut and brain are connected, let's talk about the real game changer, how gut bacteria influences mental health.
This part is actually mind-blowing. When I first learned that the gut bacteria actually produces brain chemicals, what?
No, exactly. We always hear about serotonin, dopamine, and GABA as brain chemicals.
Yeah.
But the... Do you have something to say about GABA?
No. I just love... It's my favorite, like, neurotransmitter. It's so fun to learn about. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, so serotonin, dopamine, and GABA is brain chemicals, but the gut actually produces and regulates them as well.
And if those chemicals are out of system or not balanced properly, it can cause depression, anxiety, mood swings, and sometimes memory problems.
Yeah, so let's break it down. So serotonin is the happiness chemical.
Mm-hmm.
90% of it is made in the gut. And low serotonin is linked to depression and anxiety. Dopamine, it's the chemical of motivation and pleasure. Gut bacteria influences dopamine levels, which affects motivation, focus, and energy. Third one, final one, GABA,
yeah.
Which is the calming neurotransmitter. It helps prevent overthinking, stress. Overthinking, stress, and panic attacks.
And here's the thing. If your gut bacteria is in balance, you might not produce enough of these.
That's why some researchers call gut health the missing piece in mental health treatment.
Mm-hmm. And there's research that backs it up. One of my favorite studies looks at people with depression, and scientists... analyzed that their gut bacteria and found major differences compared to those without depression. And we got it. Sorry, guys. And then they took the gut bacteria from depressed patients and transplanted them into mice. And guess what? The mice started showing signs of depression.
And here's another fascinating part. Scientists have done
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Okay. Scientists have done fecal microbiota transplants, which is essentially transferring gut bacteria from a healthy person to a sick person. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, patients' depression improve just from getting better gut bacteria.
So you're telling me mental health can be treated with gut bacteria?
That is where the research is headed. Instead of just taking antidepressants, future treatments might include fixing gut bacteria to improve mental health.
And honestly, that makes sense. If we ignore the gut and just focus on the brain, we're missing half the picture.
Okay, so we know the gut affects the brain, but the big question is, how do we fix our gut for better mental health?
And this is where things can get really exciting, because you have control over your own gut bacteria or gut health. When you eat, how you manage stress, and even how much you sleep can change your gut microbiome.
Yeah, so let's talk about food first, because diet plays a huge role in gut health. Probiotic foods such as yogurt, kefir, kimchi, and sauerkraut induce beneficial bacteria into the gut, helping to maintain a healthy microbiome. Mm-hmm. So prebiotic foods, including garlic, onions, bananas, asparagus, all of those serve as fuel for good bacteria, promoting their growth and activity. And foods rich in polyphenols, such as dark chocolate, berries, and green tea, help to balance gut bacteria by reducing inflammation and supporting microbial diversity. Additionally, fiber-rich foods like whole grains, beans, and vegetables create a really great environment for beneficial bacteria to thrive, which improves digestion and overall gut health.
Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, let's look at things that really wreck your microbiome. Some of the worst foods for gut health includes artificial sweeteners, which can kill beneficial gut bacteria and disrupt the microbial balance. Processed food and fast food, which are typically high in sugar and very low in fiber, create an unfavorable environment for gut bacteria, leading to imbalances in the microbiome. Additionally, excessive alcohol consumption can damage the gut lining, reduce the diversity of good bacteria, and contribute to inflammation in the digestive system.
And here's a crazy fact. Mm-hmm. Your microbiome can start improving in just a few days. What? If you change your diet.
That's perfect. Yeah, and that's huge. So even if you're eating junk food, you can easily reset your gut quickly.
Okay, so now that we know that the gut-brain connection is real, what does that mean for the future? How is this research actually changing the way we treat mental health?
Mm-hmm. And this is where things can get really exciting. Yeah. Scientists are now developing gut-based treatments for conditions like depression, anxiety, PTSD, and even some neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Yeah, I read about this new field called psychobiotics, and they're basically probiotics that are designed not just for gut health, but to specifically improve mental health.
Yeah, and the research is actually really, really promising. Scientists are studying specific strains of bacteria that might one day be used as prescription alternative to antidepressants.
That's huge. Imagine if instead of just using medications that alter brain chemistry, we could treat depression and anxiety by restoring balance in the gut.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing some incredible breakthroughs. For example, there's a new therapy being developed that involves personalized microbiome medicine. Where doctors analyze your gut bacteria and create a custom probiotic mix designed just for you.
Is that like a gut microbiome prescription?
Yeah, exactly. So in early clinical trials, patients with depression and anxiety who received personalized probiotic treatment saw significant improvements in mood and energy levels, which is actually really, really exciting. And before we move on to more exciting things such as success stories and just going all in on gut microbiome and the brain access, let's have our quick break. Once again, you're listening to The Science of Hope with Sabina Aditi at 93.3 CFMU or CFMU.ca. We'll be back.
Radio without borders.
Radio is something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebascu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Hello and welcome back, guys. Before we get started, we have a couple of community PSAs. February 11th at 7 p.m., Theater Aquarius, the big reveal, Grit Lit 2025 launch party. Celebrate the launch of Grit Lit 2025 and get a sneak peek at the lineup with special appearances by acclaimed Hamilton authors, plus door prizes and a cash bar. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. February 13th at 7 p.m. at the Earls Court Gallery, Matthew McCain's Abandoned Rarity Store 4 opening reception. For Matthew McCain exhibit is a continuation of an ongoing documentation series of building landscapes in Hamilton. Check out the opening of this exhibition at Earls Court Gallery. No reservations are required. And then from February 14th to the 17th at Jackson Square Rooftop, the Hamilton Winterfest Hub. Explore the city above the city. The Winterfest Hub brings the rooftop plaza of Jackson Square to life at night with remarkable light creations by local artists, and create a series of free events that are not to be missed. Check out the Hamilton Winterfest website to see what's happening all weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Sabina, for that. So, let's get into some success stories about gut health transforming lives.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. One story that stuck with me was about a woman named Sarah who had been struggling with severe anxiety and depression for years. Traditional antidepressants were working, so she was...
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, Athabasca University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Sorry, guys, a mic issue. So, we were just talking about a woman named Sarah who's been going through severe anxiety and depression, and she took traditional antidepressants. So, she worked with a doctor who specialized in gut health and started on a strict gut healing diet with targeted probiotics and prebiotics. Within 3 months, her mood improved dramatically, her anxiety decreased, and she started feeling like herself again.
And there's a lot of cases like this. Sorry, I read about a study where people who took high-quality probiotics for 8 weeks had significant reductions in stress and anxiety compared to those who didn't.
That's incredible. That's actually so inspiring. It shows that our bodies have the power to heal when we give them the right tools.
And so, I guess, since we are the signs of hope, I guess, what is the hope for the future, and where do we see this going in the next 5 to 10 years?
Ooh, I like what you did there. but I think we'll see gut health become a core part of mental health treatment. Right now, we treat depression, anxiety, mainly with medication and therapy. But in the future, I think gut-focused treatments will be the standard practice.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. Imagine if every psychiatrist did a gut microbiome test before prescribing medication.
Yeah.
So instead of just treating brain symptoms, they're actually fixing the underlying gut imbalance, if there is one.
Yeah, and I think it'll also, like, help with, like, unnecessary, you know, treatments and, like, even harsher treatments, because especially for, like, neurodegenerative diseases and, like, with mental health, the treatment might seem a little, you know, intense, right? And it can be kind of traumatic. But if we can fix it with, you know, changing up the food you eat or, like, simple pills, it will just help everybody. Yeah, and I think that we're also going to see these huge breakthroughs in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's research as well, because there's growing evidence that inflammation in the gut is a major trigger for brain diseases.
Yeah, that's actually so hopeful, because if we do catch gut imbalances early, we might be able to prevent or slow down these diseases before they even start. And one thing to note, I know that we're connecting a lot of mental health illnesses to a gut microbiome issue.
Yeah.
But I guess what we're trying to do in this episode is that we don't want to undermine any mental health issues. Of course, not all mental health illnesses are caused by a gut microbiome imbalance, but it is something that can contribute to mental health and can possibly worsen the effects of it.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I think this research is so hopeful because it reminds us that we are not powerless when it comes to mental health.
Exactly. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or brain fog, whatever it is, you're not just stuck with it. There are things you can do right now to improve your gut and feel better.
And the best part, the science is still in its early stages, which means that within the next decade, for sure, we're going to see more breakthroughs, more treatments, and more success stories.
It's honestly an exciting time for medicine because we're finally connecting the dots between different parts of the body. Mental health isn't just about the brain. It's about the whole body working together.
Mm-hmm. And that's why this research is so important. It gives us new hope for the future of healthcare. Now, before we kind of wrap up this episode more, I think it's important that we do a little bit of an FAQ because this is still a very novel topic. It might be new for a lot of our listeners. I know I was like confused about it and like kind of like in denial about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. But why don't we just do a quick Q&A or FAQ session?
Sure. Okay.
So Aditi, I'll ask you this. Can gut health influence focus and memory and not just your mood?
Yeah, so while much of the gut-brain connection research focuses on mood regulation, a lot of the new research shows that gut health is also linked to cognitive function, including focus, memory, and problem-solving abilities. So a 2021 study in Nature Communications found that individuals with a more diverse gut microbiome performed on better memory and reasoning tests compared to those with less bacterial diversity. The researchers believe this was because a well-balanced gut reduces inflammation, allowing for better blood flow and neural connectivity in the brain. Additionally, the gut produces acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter essential for learning and attention. Some scientists believe that the gut imbalances could contribute to cognitive decline, making gut health an important factor in preventing neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. So if you're struggling with brain fog or forgetfulness, it might not just be stress, it could also be your gut health.
Mm-hmm.
And for our second FAQ, Sabina, mm-hmm. why do antibiotics mess up gut health and sometimes even cause mood swings?
Yeah, so antibiotics are life-saving medications, but they can come with a bit of a drawback. They wipe out both harmful and beneficial gut bacteria. The sudden shift in microbiome balance can lead to digestive issues, weakened immunity, and even mood changes. Studies have actually shown that taking antibiotics can temporarily increase anxiety and depression. This happens because the gut bacteria plays a crucial role in serotonin production, or the happiness hormone. And when antibiotics kills off these bacteria, serotonin levels drop, leading to temporary mood instability. Some people also report brain fog and fatigue even after taking antibiotics, which could be due to gut-brain axis disruption. To minimize this, many healthcare professionals recommend taking probiotics after an antibiotic course to help repopulate the gut microbiome. Eating fermented food like yogurt, kimchi, and kefir can also help restore gut health faster. Another thing that they always say is that to make sure you finish and take your antibiotics to the fullest. A lot of people have the tendency to stop taking antibiotics until they feel better, and sometimes they might leave like a couple of pills left over, but that can be very, very dangerous because there's a reason they give you a specific amount, and if you don't take it, it can even like disrupt your microbiome even more, which can be more dangerous. Our next question is, Aditi, is there a link between gut health and sleep?
Unfortunately, yes. There's a strong connection between gut health and sleep. As students, it is unfortunate. This is because the gut is important and responsible for producing melatonin, and that's the hormone that regulates the sleep-wake cycles. So, in fact, melatonin is made from serotonin, which, as we discussed earlier, is a lot of it is produced in the gut. If your gut microbiome is out of balance, your body may struggle to produce enough melatonin, leading to insomnia, restless sleep, or difficulty staying asleep. A 2020 study in Frontiers in Neurology found that people with poor gut diversity had higher levels of sleep disturbances and daytime fatigue compared to those with healthier microbiomes. So eating gut-friendly foods has been shown to increase and improve sleep quality. So if you're having trouble sleeping, paying attention to your gut health might be a really good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sabina.
Yeah.
I guess another question is, why do we crave unhealthy foods when we're stressed?
I don't know about you, but this hits very close
to home.
No,
it hits very close.
Very close.
Especially exam or midterm season.
Oh my God.
I swear, when Sabina and I are studying together, there's never like a vegetable in sight, which
no,
is so bad.
It was so bad. When we had our anatomy exam last year, oh my God.
No, that was our fault.
We didn't know vegetable, nothing color in sight.
No
except
color.
Except the packaging.
Yeah. And especially as students, it's so easy to like choose a cheap option
it's
or
cheaper.
Like ramen or like whatever it is. Yes. Or Korean food, whatever.
Yeah.
Korean food is healthy, sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean like the junk
food. The food we ate wasn't
healthy. The food we ate wasn't.
My God, there was a little story. There's like a 24-hour cafe that's open near the anatomy lab. We demolished and took use of that 24-hour cafe.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's go.
So I guess, why did we crave that so much?
Yeah,
no.
Let me tell you. When we're under stress, your body releases a hormone called cortisol, and it basically triggers your hunger signals. It's also known as like the stress hormone. But what's really interesting is that your gut bacteria plays a huge role in these cravings as well. Certain strains of bad bacteria thrive on sugar and processed food. So when stress disrupts the microbiome, these bacteria can send signals to the brain, making you crave sugary or high-fat food. A 2023 study published in Cell Metabolism found that people with less diverse gut microbiome had stronger cravings for processed foods, while those with a healthy microbiome craved whole foods more often. This means that more junk food you eat, the more your gut bacteria reinforces these cravings, creating this endless cycle of poor eating habit. But the good news, there always is one with healthcare, is that research also shows that after just a few weeks of switching to a fiber-rich whole food diet, cravings for processed foods can significantly decrease. So if you're wondering why you suddenly want a donut every time you're stressed, I know I do. It might not be just about willpower. It could actually be your gut bacteria taking control and influencing your brain.
Why did you perfectly describe our midterm and exam
seasons? Honestly, this was like all we did. I mean,
especially because studying lasts a few days, so I guess that's where the progression of unhealthy gut microbiome comes from.
Yeah. And sometimes I like to think, like, if I'm suffering already studying this much, I can treat and reward myself, right? Like,
no, exactly.
Such a bad mindset. Listeners, don't have it.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so to wrap up,
Your
gut and brain are deeply connected, and what you eat or how you manage stress and how you take care of your gut directly impacts your mental health.
The research on the gut-brain connection is one of the most exciting fields in healthcare, and in the next decade, we could see gut-based treatments for depression, anxiety, and even Alzheimer's.
And the best part, you don't have to wait. You can start improving your gut today by eating gut-friendly foods, reducing stress, and making small daily changes.
So as you go after your week, think about one small change you can make to support your gut health. Maybe adding more fiber to your meals, trying a probiotic, or even just paying attention on how food makes you feel.
And if you found today's episode exciting or interesting, why not share what you've learned with a friend? The gut-brain connection is still new to a lot of people, and these conversations can really spread awareness. And that's it from us today. Thank you for tuning in to The Signs of Hope here on 93.3 CFMU. We'll be back next Monday at 5:30 with another uplifting science-packed discussion, so make sure to join us again next week.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Dust It Off here at CFMU 93.3 FM, Redefining Radio in Hamilton, and also online on CFMU.ca. You are listening to my opening theme here from a group called LMT Connection, York Chops. And we'll carry on with something from Junior Walker and the All-Stars after this, and we'll see where we go from there.